Yay! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to review our numbers, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Let's write our names at the top of our paper. I think today I'm going to write the name Diane. No, I'm kidding. I'm not Diane. That is my mama. I am going to write my name, Mrs. Oldham. You write your name. Don't write anyone else's name. That's just silly. And then go ahead and put down your pencil. We are going to color and count before we do any writing with our pencil. So let's look at the top of our page. You're going to see a picture. It looks like someone's living room with a train going through it. So that must be a toy train. And we're going to do some counting. So the first thing I would like us to count are those dots or circles, or there's something on the chair. Let's count those. I'm actually going to pick my pencil back up because there's a lot of them. And when there's a lot of them, I like to dot them to make sure I know that I counted them and I'm not left wondering, like, did I already count that or do I need to count that? So I'm going to use my pencil and mark them off with a small little dot. You do it too. Find your pencil. I know I just asked you to put down, sorry. And just make a tiny little dot in each circle when you count it. Ready? Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 7 circles on the chair. I mean, what are they? Pancakes? No, I think they're just polka dots. Pancakes sound good though. Let's take our, ready for this, orange crayon. And let's color in each circle orange. Ready, go. Let's color and count. 1, 2, 3, 4. What comes next? 5, 6. What comes after 6? 7. Let's count one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Put down your orange crayon. There are 7 circles or polka dots or who knows what on the chair. Now, how many chairs are there? Count it. 1. There's just 1 chair. That's it. 1. So let's color the 1 chair green. Find your green crayon. It doesn't matter which green you use. I'm going to use my yellow green crayon because I found it right away. And let's color the chair green. So there are 7 spots on 1 green chair. There's just 1 chair in our picture. So we just say 1. 1. It's easy to count to 1. It doesn't take any time at all to count to 1. 1. But it takes a lot longer to count to 7. So let's count to 7 for the 7 polka dots that we already colored. And we already practiced coloring, counting them. We already practiced counting them. So let's count to 7 again. But this time, let's use our cowboy voice and count like we're a cowboy. Or like we live down south somewhere. Ready? I'll go first and then you can count with me once you get the hang of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One more time. Oh, I counted to 10. What am I? I am messing up all over the place, boys and girls. I got carried away. I was only supposed to count to 7 and you did not stop me. Here, let's do this because Mrs. Oldham, I think she's hungry and needs some pancakes. Let's do this. Ready? Take a deep breath. Take 3 more seconds to color your green chair. 3, 2, 1. Put down your green crayon. Let's take out our fingers. Let's count to the polka dots, the orange polka dots, and count to 7. 7, not 10 like Mrs. Oldham did. 7 in our best cowboy voice. Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There, I stopped. Okay, Mrs. Oldham makes mistakes too, you know. I'm a person. I'm a human. Boys and girls, let's count the plant pots. The pots that hold the plants. How many pots are on our page? Ready? Let's count. 1, 2. 1, 2. All right, let's color the pot that has no plant in it. There's no plant in it. Let's color that pot yellow. Find your yellow crayon and color that pot yellow. It's empty. There's nothing in there. That'll be pot number 1. 1, 2. 1, 2. Buckle my shoe. 1, 2. So our first pot is yellow. It has nothing in it. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, now let's color the pot, just the pot, not the plant. Let's color the pot blue that has a plant in it. That'll be pot number 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. What comes after 1? 2. 1, 2. All right. Put down your blue crayon in 2 and 1. Put down your blue crayon. Now let's count the leaves on that plant. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What color should we color the leaves? Green, because leaves are green. Unless they change colors in the fall on a tree. So let's color these leaves green. 1. I'm going to count and color. 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's count to 5 one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's do it in a weird voice. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One last time in a weird voice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 leaves on our plant. How many pots are there? 1, 2. How many chairs are there? 1. How many polka dots are there? And don't say 10 like Mrs. Oldham did. How many polka dots? 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, boys and girls, how many train engines are there? Train engines. 1. There's just 1, like 1 chair. Let's color the train engine red. Find a red crayon. Any kind of red will work for me. And let's color the train engine red. You can save the wheels because we can color those black later, but color the engine part red, a red train engine. Okay, so you can leave the wheels blank because we can color them black later. So 1 train engine, 1, just like the chair, 1. So easy to count to 1, you just say it, 1. All right, put down your red crayon into 1. All right, now let's color the, oh my gosh, Mrs. Oldham's lost her mind. Let's count the train cars. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 train cars. Do you see the ones with the stars on them? Let's color the stars yellow. Go ahead. How many stars are there? 1, 2, 3. How many stars? 3. 1, 2, 3. Put down your yellow crayon. Let's color the cars with the yellow stars. Blue. Find a blue crayon. If it has a star on it, color it blue. Again, leave the wheels alone. We can do that later. So there are three cars with stars. One, two, three. I can count to three. Let's count to three in our baby voice. Ready? One, two, three. One, two, three. I can count to three, even though I am a baby. One, two, three. One, two, three. Okay, I'm finished with my star cars, so I'm going to put down my blue crayon. You have 2 seconds. Two, one. Now let's color the cars that didn't have the train cars that did not have a star on it. There was no star. Let's color those purple. Find a purple crayon and color the train cars without stars purple. How many did not have stars? One, coloring one, two. How many do you think? Three. So three train cars had stars and three train cars did not. Let's count to three like we're really sad because these don't have stars. Ready? One, two, three. Okay, put down your purple crayon. We don't need to cry anymore. Boys and girls, let's count the train cars again. Ready? All of them. Stars or no stars? Let's count the train cars. Ready? Go. One, two, three, four, five, six. Let's count the train engines. How many? One. Let's count the orange polka dots. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Count the plant pots. One, two. How many leaves are there? One, two, three, four, five. And how many chairs? One. Okay, boys and girls, find your pencil. Don't worry about the train wheels. You can do that later. Do you see the row of numbers at the bottom of your page? We are going to trace all of those numbers. And when we're tracing them, hold it, wait for me. When we're tracing them, we're going to say the number. Ready? Start on the one, trace it, and say it with me. One, scoot over. Two, scoot over. Three, you should be tracing. Four, five, six, seven. 8, 9, 10. Now I can count to 10. Now I can get carried away. Let's practice reading those again. Ready, begin. 1, 2, 3, 4. Once again, I got messed up. Let's start again. Let's count them again, read them again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10. Whoa! Okay, look for the turtles. I want you to find the turtle with 5 spots. Which turtle has 5 spots? Let's count the spots on the first turtle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, that's not it. Let's count the next one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There he is. Circle him. Move over. Can you find the pencil cup with 6 pencils? Let's count the first pencil cup. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There it is. Circle it. How many are in the next cup? 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. And then let's find the backpack cubicle racks that have 7. The first one only has 1, 2, 3. That's not it. Let's count the backpacks on the next one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Circle it for me. All right, do you see the ladybug? I need you to draw six spots on the ladybug, kind of like how the turtles have spots. Draw six with your pencil. Six spots on the ladybug with your pencil. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, do you see the 10 frame? We are going to color in the counters on the 10 frame and count as we go. Use your pencil. Ready? Start coloring the circles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 counters on the 10 frame. Last part, do you see those two numbers? Which number is 7? Circle it for me. Which number is 7? Did you circle the first number? You got it. The next number is what number? 4. And we were looking for the number 7, like the 7 polka dots on the chair. Boys and girls, thanks for hanging in there with me. Mrs. Oldham made a ton of mistakes. Thanks for hanging in with me and not caring about it. I appreciate it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Aw, thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.